Hello, my name is Jessica Ramirez. I'm a senior market analyst with BellDirect. Today we're chatting with a microcap company called Xeralto. They've been making waves amid the world's shift to a cash-free society. And Xeralto has partnered up with some big names that you probably know, like Xero and MYOB. Xeralto's managing director and CEO, Adrian Floch, is joining us now. Adrian, it's great to see you.
Hi, Jess. Thanks for having me.
So first up, Adrian, how would you explain to a new investor what exactly Xeralto does?
Well, we're a software company and we're a payments company and we're a non-bank lender. So we're a lot more than a fintech. We're a lot more than a SaaS business. We've really got four key pillars that underpin our capabilities. So first, our software allows our customers to create transactions and do all of the business management tasks that happen before there's a payment. Our integration capability allows the data to be shared from general ledger to general ledger, so from buyer to seller and back again, saving on administration, reconciliation, all those painful things that must be done but aren't a lot of fun. And then we have a payments capability that allows us to move money between two players. So whether that's e-commerce payments or managing merchant on record payments or administering lending, the lending capability is really what allows us to unlock cash flow potential. So we're not really too bothered whether we're helping customers get paid now or later. Ultimately, we have a set of capabilities that makes that happen. So obviously, we're really an incredibly unique player. We don't have any genuine peer, and that's allowed us to do some really exciting deals with both MasterCard and Visa and other payments providers like Fiserv, where we're bringing this together and taking it to the world. So it's an exciting time for us and we're really enjoying the ride we're on.
And your shareholders have benefited from a good rally this year and last year. But in terms of upcoming growth, let's talk about that. What can shareholders look out for and expect in terms of key catalysts to drive share price growth?
Sure. Look, obviously we had triple digit growth in all of our key leading indicators. So whether that's customer acquisition, revenue, average revenue per customer, everything grew really strongly. And I suppose whilst we're extremely happy with that, last year was a foundation year. We were really laying the tracks to set up the back end of this year and go into 2022 really strong. So that transformation means that we're not going to be satisfied with just a doubling as we have done in the past. We've got high expectations of where we think we'll be. But the key metrics to look out for will be continuing customer growth. I'll call it managed payment flow. So how much money we're managing between buyers and sellers. And then also deployed capital. So how much capital or debt we've actually deployed to our customer network to facilitate liquidity between the buyer and the seller. So they're the key things. Ultimately, if we do well in those three categories, strong revenue growth will fall out the back end.
And just a cheeky question now, Adrian, do you have any exciting partnerships coming up? Is there anything that you can tell us what's coming up on the horizon in 6 to 9 months?
So we're still on the acquisition hunt. And really the key thing for us is to leverage our agreements with Fresh Supply Co. and MasterCard and use the Australian export business landscape as an opportunity to get ourselves offshore. And that is an extremely exciting proposition for us as an internal organization and then for our shareholders. We believe it'll deliver great value.
Well, that all sounds really exciting. We'll keep our ears to the ground. In terms of where the company will be longer term, where do you think the company will be 3 years from now?
Look, that's probably best answered in two ways. So if you look back in the last 12 months, lots of change. My personal belief is that we'll have even more significant change from now and going forwards for the next 12 months. And that's probably best represented by the fact that our board is actually meeting on a weekly basis just to maintain tempo with the operations and what is ultimately going on and where we are deploying our capital and why and who we're partnering with and who we want to acquire and why. So the business that we are today and the business of 3 years from now, look, we see ourselves, as I said earlier, utilizing those relationships with MasterCard and Fresh Supply to get out of Australia, to utilize Australian exports to the world to get our platform delivering payments and lending and integration, all those great things, both to the developed world, but also the developing world. I think there's a big opportunity there with global markets like Indonesia, for argument's sake, where they kind of just want to jump over all of the stepping stones that we've done in the developed world and just skip straight to digital. And, you know, digital saturation and those opportunities are, you know, an enormous potential for us. And if you think about it from an Australian perspective, we're talking about, you know, a 70-odd billion dollar problem for small businesses just to manage that cash flow. And that's been exacerbated by COVID. But that actually represents about 1.3 trillion in payment flow. So there's no shortage of demand for what we do. But as you'd expect, Australia being a great place to live, but we're relatively small on the global stage. So there's a lot of opportunity for us as we get ourselves into other markets.
Managing Director and CEO of Sorvalto, Adrian Floate, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For more information on Sorvalto, please head to BuildDirect's website.